Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Previously on Homeland.
Yuka told us to come here. She said something here could teach us, but all I see is a fish.
Come join me. You get a sense that the elements are not separate. They interweave and intermix all the time. Both of you together might be able to unlock knowledge that you previously didn't have access to.
Earth can be water. Water can be earth. Not so different.
It's two things combined to make something more powerful.
Together we're more powerful.
She can see like a drop of water like fall from his eyelash onto his cheek.
And he goes to kiss her. I think I get it.
I think I do too.
And you need to get back and save a life. And now, Kana is in the house with Yuka. Yuka is lying asleep on the bed, and you find yourself in a place that's probably very unfamiliar to you. A house of someone of low status, a family living out in the country, in the wilds of the Earth Kingdom. There is very little that's precious here, except financially at least.
It's unusual to see a house that has one room.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah, the bedroom is the kitchen, is the dining room, is
She'll kind of look at the walls. If are there any precious kind of drawings or
there are weapons. You can see the spot where the sword was that Bihin took. But you can see a quarter staff that is clearly designed for battle. It isn't just a hunk of wood. It is braced with metal.
Finely balanced.
And balanced. And you see a bow.
I think she'll return to Yuka's side as Clove instructed and get the damp towel and adjust it, readjust it on the old woman's forehead, trying her best to be some sort of caretaker in an unfamiliar environment and, to be honest, an unfamiliar role.
I was going to say, is it's an awkward interaction of overly adjusting the flannel.
She goes to, you know, almost speak to Yuka of, I'm just going to adjust this. She can't hear me right now. What am I doing? And she will readjust, and she doesn't know if it's cool enough or damp enough or what that's even meant to do, really, but she knows that Clove did it and that it must be for something. And she might try and kind of stroke the woman's hair, clearly uncomfortable with trying to provide any sort of comfort. It's like she's imagining maybe what someone does to comfort another one.
It's because it's rehearsed and unsophisticated, or I don't want to say it's not genuine, but it isn't skilled.
It's not practiced,
it's
certainly.
It's not practiced. Yeah. You see Yuka move subconsciously away from your hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, I was readjusting. Maybe I'll just sit here. I hope that Clove and Tariq are going to be okay. At least they know what to do at a time like this. Not really useful for anything here. Just kind of sits by the woman.
You can hear from outside the two men drilling instruction from Bihin and response from the young soldier, Zhang. They have known each other for less than 2 hours and have already started a relationship, a mentorship. They've formed a connection, maybe stronger than you have with anyone in the group. And here you are waiting on everyone else, waiting for them.
Hmm.
Is there anything you'd like to do in the room?
I think she might be trying to look for evidence of, you know, like obviously there's no cameras or but any sketches or paintings of the couple, stuff to prove that they've had a life together. You know how you kind of have a fossick for wedding photos or
it's
mementos.
It's that desire to find something as you see it. The paintings, the photos, very clearly articulated objects of affection, physical, tangible evidence of affection, of romance, of the relationship. That it's only until you sit back down next to her that you realize that the bed is for two people and that the wood is worn and the floor is worn away where the same footprints have stepped next to each other. You can see where the two sets of footprints have worn away into the wood where they've both gotten out of bed and gone about their day. And it's nothing like a picture. It's nothing tangible like that, but it's evidence of two lives lived next to each other.
I've never seen anything like this. Everyone always had your own room where I grew up. Yuka, how did you manage to leave everything behind and start a new life with someone you grew up in a place that you didn't even know? You hadn't even seen before. And she might genuinely, without that awkwardness or fear, just place her hand on top of the old woman's. There's a strength there that she's not seen in anyone else in her life. Unlike the strength of a warrior or a scholar.
She grabs your hand back and says, just barely audibly, Bihin.
Bihin? You want... I'll go get him for you. Just stay there. Just stay right where you are. And Kana will run out the door to get Bihin.
The two men are drilling themselves, drilling their fighting techniques. You bring him in.
Bihin! Your wife, Yuka, she asked for you.
He looks at you, looks into the house, smiles, nods to you, and continues training.
What are you doing? She asked for you. She needs you.
I'm here.
She's in there. She can't see you.
He walks up to you, puts a hand on your shoulder, unknown to you, just as he treated Zhang, walks into the house, kisses his wife on the forehead, walks out, and says to you in a very quiet voice,
it's okay.
I was just worried.
Worry comes from a good place, but it leads us to making bad decisions.
Right. I'm sorry to disturb you, sir. I'm going to go back inside and sit with her. She'll bow and look out to Zhang, kind of give him a nod.
He returns that nod. He seems calmer now. Something about drilling with another has centered him.
You look good, Zhang.
I feel better. I hope we can repay you for the kindness you've shown us. I'm sure my friends won't be long.
He smiles. We're going to skip ahead in time.
Kiss.
4 hours later.
Yes.
You want me to kiss the old lady?
No,
that's
Zhang.
Rude. She has a husband.
Now it's only my turn to get you two together.
The day has been long. Zhang, you have been training. Kana, you have found a restless place in this space. It certainly isn't where you want to be, in that it's unfinished work. It isn't complete.
No.
And it is around 6 p.m. when Clove and Tariq, with wet clothes, rush back to the house.
Is it dark at this point?
It is twilight.
Cool. Question. Are we still holding hands when we walk in to the others?
I think when we caught sight of the building, we just like wordlessly stopped holding hands. And it's not like an embarrassing or anything. It's just like this was a moment for us. And yeah. Like we're not like it's not about sharing that with these guys. And we're also here to do a job.
That's it.
And we're not going to bring what happened there into this. So we just like wordlessly like.
Putting in the chest, not to dismiss it, but to go later.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So by the time we get there, I think Clover's maybe like a few strides ahead of you. Like yeah. If they were walking shoulder to shoulder, she's like a step ahead of you now as she's like very determined now to finish like what she came here to do.
Great. And we will head into the door with that energy.
You head in. Yuka is still lying in the bed as you left.
How is she?
Well, she's been sleeping most of the time. She woke up a few times and I think she's stable for now.
Clove puts like a hand on her forehead, like testing her temperature. She's still very fevery. I think we need to try and save her.
Did you find what you needed?
Well, we think so.
Clove is just going to like kneel by Yuka's side and kind of look for you.
And Tariq will tentatively kneel down beside you as well.
And I think because she knows what she's doing, I think she kind of takes his hands and kind of places them over her wound. I guess it kind of needs to be led by your water bending, though.
Yeah, it's the understanding of what we're doing comes from you, and the way that we do it potentially comes from Tariq.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's very much
motivation
guiding
plus
it.
Execution.
Yes,
coming
yeah,
together
totally.
It'll be a thing of trying to almost. It's not a sight thing; it's a feel thing. It's using those elements. It's tangible, something that you can touch, but it's how you not only manipulate it but manipulate with it. That he's trying to kind of embody is the idea of you are now it's this idea of putting two things into practice, which is stabilizing yourself in each other and in the ground and with the person.
Yeah.
While getting all those three elements to kind of flow together in kind of synchronicity and harmony as well.
Yeah.
There is a strong sense of being led, and just like the cave, as you do this, you aren't sure who is leading who. It becomes a circular pattern of just rotation, momentum, pull and push. The firmness of earth, along with the fluidity of water, drives a sense of a strong will with a fluid drawing out of toxin. It is like you are bracing against the earth and pulling out negative spiritual energy from a person.
And that, yeah, as they're doing this, Clove like has her eyes shut and they're doing this figure eight circle.
That infinity
circle,
that we
yeah,
saw,
the infinity, yeah. Yeah. Doing this thing of like pushing and pulling against like their own hands, but also the woman's leg as well. Would you like us to roll for this?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to have you roll for this.
Cool.
Do you see, Kana? If we stick together and we work together, there's nothing we can't overcome.
Yeah, you're right. It's really beautiful.
Your hands glow over her body. What looks like a jagged, blue, black piece of metal is pulled out from the wound, but it wriggles and moves only for a second before dissipating.
Ugh. After this happens and there's like, I guess, a moment of stillness, I think Clove opens her eyes and they're like kind of wet with tears. She just like looks at Tariq, like, and like they've obviously shared this moment of learning.
I think Tariq's eyes open simultaneously. They look to each other and it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, she like feels her forehead again. She's like, yeah, she's gonna be okay.
Kana will immediately clap her hands to her mouth of just like a pure, like, joyous exclamation of as the laughter kind of like rips out of her. Oh, you guys did it.
You did.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I just heel bended.
You can heal now.
He kind of
you're
looks,
a healer as well.
He looks over at Yuka. Does she show any signs of
she
of
seems
life?
Very clearly healed.
Yeah, she's like resting now, whereas before she was like seemed in pain.
Yeah.
Now she's like in a deep, comfortable, restful sleep.
Color is returning to her face. There is a healthy sweat rather than an unhealthy sweat of a fever. And her hands and muscles, which were tighter, are now more relaxed.
I can't believe this. You guys did it. I think she's going to like almost run him for a group hug.
Hell yeah. Great.
Oh. He doesn't obviously like reject it. It's just not a thing. I don't think.
It's a weird thing for everyone.
I don't think Tariq has ever had a group hug in his life.
Neither is Kana.
No. Cool. So Clover, yeah, is like accepts it kind of also awkwardly and then sees Zhang and like, you know, pulls him into shots.
Oh my God, does Behin join?
Yeah, I reckon he does. I reckon he does.
Behin doesn't.
Oh.
But he does smile.
Yeah. Love it.
A knowing nod.
I think, Behin, your wife needs more bed rest and a good night's sleep and she'll be right as rain and steady as a rock.
And she needs you, sir.
She's always had me.
Clover's going to get up and just like hold his hands and like kind of just share a moment with him.
Yeah. He is smiling politely, positively, honestly, and openly, but there is no oversharing of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy, and that's right now all he needs to be. So he isn't elated or anything like that. He's just happy.
He's a real Earth Kingdom dude.
Yeah.
What really you see is what earthy. You get.
Behin prepares you dinner. You eat. You rest.
Some hot tea.
You have hot tea.
This is just hot leaf juice. Sorry.
It's all right.
Can I coax him into it?
Well, no, we're just not tea drinkers here.
Can I coax him into a couple of war stories?
Ooh.
Why not try for it?
Whoa.
Well,
like a creativity?
No. You know what?
Trick him.
I just need to know more about
more
this.
More like me rolling with my principles.
Yeah. I too have
rolled
in
no,
the war.
He's not terribly interested in telling them.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's Zhang something he would prod for.
Yes.
But I understand that he wouldn't.
What he does is he deflects to the weapons on the wall, describing how they're used.
Yes.
Describing moments of how you should use them. He doesn't take moments of glory, nor does he describe in detail when or where battles were fought or with who or how he did. More so, he describes the strengths and weaknesses that enemies may have and how different weapons might solve that.
The most important weapon you can wield is trust. In your friends, in those you care about, in knowing your principles, and knowing who you are, knowing what you stand for. It's why we drill all the time.
To know ourselves, and know what we stand for.
And to know our history, to know our traditions, and to know our sense of self.
You've taught me a great deal in a short amount of time. I thank you, Behin. I'm going to continue fighting, but now I have a better idea of what I'm fighting for.
Good man. Your father would be proud.
I hope so.
I know so.
We can't stay long. We have to catch up with the Fire Nation in the morning.
Can we at least stay here for the night? All we need is a corner. It'd just be a nice change of pace from being in the leaves and the
sleeping outside.
Yeah.
In the cold.
Yes, of course. Please stay the night if you want.
We'd appreciate that.
You settle in for bed. Someone, Behin says, is going to have to take watch.
I'll do it.
You're going to do the whole night?
Well, no.
Or are you going to take shifts?
I'll take a shift.
We'll do shifts.
Yeah.
I'll do first, but Zhang's like first volunteer.
Great. Okay, no worries. The night is going to happen, and you are all going to get, I believe, 3 fatigue wiped off your sheets.
That's right, because it's not a bed or anything like that, but it's not outside in the elements.
That's right. It is technically like a cot, like a he's going to roll up mats and things like that for cool. you, but it's not equivalent of a bed. And he needs his bed for his wife.
Love a good conversation. Kick her out.
No, all of us crammed in the one bed.
All 6 of us together.
I think Jang, when he's out on his own, among the snuffling and the grunting and the shifting of the
platter beast?
Platter bears.
Platter bears.
He's going to look in the direction of Guy Pan.
The platypus bears are awake. Some of them murmur and stomp around behind you. You see one lay an egg.
What?
Cocks his head at that. Huh. wonders if they're good eating.
You think back to the dinner you had.
And big eggs.
And you did have a rice meal with egg. So
delicious.
Things nice. Begin to clock together, add up together.
Mm. Well, it was pretty tasty.
It was pretty tasty.
Yeah. But his eyes... That whimsical thought aside, his eyes do settle on the horizon and the dangers that await of taking on an army and a general. He's not afraid, but apprehensive.
That's your moment.
Yep.
You go back to sleep and you tag who next for their shift to keep watch.
I'll wake Karna.
Karna will ready herself for her night watch. I'm assuming it's deeper into the night.
It is so around 11 p.m.
The dark has kind of begun settling in. I think she'll walk around the interior of this little home, looking at her companions with a renewed sense of admiration for all the different walks that they have had to make to get to this point, for their rejection of prior hardships and tribulations, and using that to now come together as she again looks in to see a content and loving silhouette of two elderly lovers lying side by side in the impressions that they have made in the bed that they've shared for many, many years. And she will look past that, head outside, and watch the night continue to fall.
You are not alone. You see closer to the property than you had wished.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
3 figures. 2 of them are easy to identify. Fire Nation soldiers. And a woman that you've met before. The masked figure and fan fighter that you fought.
No. Karna will fight the urge to head out and confront them and instead remember Behin's words about worry and quickly turn back inside to wake her friends. Zhang, Tariq, Clove, wake up.
Oh, I barely closed my eyes. What is it?
There's 2 Fire Nation soldiers and the masked woman that we fought earlier.
Jank's spear is in his hand?
They're further out, past the fence.
Did they see you?
I don't know. But either way.
Are they coming towards here or what are they doing?
Did it look like they were moving?
No. They were observing you.
Oh, they were watching us.
I think they saw me. I don't know if they're going to come back here, but we fought them once.
Yeah, and we barely made it out.
Like, is there a window side that faces where the direction that they were in?
Yes, so absolutely.
So Tariq will go wander up to that window and peer out.
There's no one there.
Where did you say they were?
Just out there. I head to the window and look out.
There's a knock on the door.
Okay. Yeah, Clovis aren't ready. Stance.
Battle stances, everyone.
Tariq will, like, look at the three of you and sees that you're, like, battle ready
to go. Clovis specifically going to go stand in front of the elderly couple.
Yeah.
Tariq will go up to the door.
Who is it? There's no response.
Looks back at the three of you. Gives, like, a shrug and swings the door in a fluid motion. And yes, he'll be in front of the door.
Okay. There's no one there.
It lets the you feel like you see, like, the wind, like, just whip into the door, like, blowing a bit of his face. And he curiously peers his head out.
Behin is waking by now.
Clover's just going to, like, crouch by him and kind of put her hands on him and be like, shh, we think there's someone there.
And he'll unclip a cylinder as well.
We should lead them away from this home.
We can't let them attack.
Behin, you need to stay here. Stay quiet. Look after Kana. Sorry. You need to stay.
Yeah, look after me.
You need to stay here and stay quiet. Look after Yuka.
He nods and doesn't say a word.
And they start moving towards the door.
Jang wants to go outside and look around. I'd like to assess what's here.
Yeah.
The animals, where they could be attacking from. Is anyone on the roof?
The animals are obviously agitated. Yep. They are moving around and snorting. And far on the distance, you can see the three figures. Two Fire Nation warriors and a woman you've met before in combat.
Standing again still?
Standing together. Very far away.
Well, that's a message, isn't it?
How did they move so fast?
How did they know we were here?
So quietly.
There must be someone else here.
You reckon that one person could have done it, unencumbered. Right. So her. If she moved...
She was quick enough, yeah.
It's potentially believable.
Mm. Mm.
And we did take a while to get to the door and come up.
She knows that we would have frozen in flight.
I'm also not sure, though. We're very close to a portal where the spirit world crosses into our world.
What does that mean? Should we not fight?
Well, I don't know. Even if it is them, do we really want to go into something that's clearly a trap?
I think it was a warning more than anything else. You know, they could have just as easily set this whole thing ablaze when we were asleep and we wouldn't have noticed.
They want to draw us out. Surely.
What is with this woman? Isn't the Kyoshi part of the Earth Kingdom? Why does she fight for them?
I don't know that she is a Kyoshi warrior.
She moves like one. But they're fan warriors.
Her mask is different. Kyoshi warriors don't wear masks. They wear face paint, which is a mask in itself, but not like what she has.
We can't let them attack these people.
Well, why don't we just ask them?
Let's go. We move out of the house.
Yep. Start, like, walking. Okay.
The four of us awesomely lined up.
Yeah, the four of you.
I love awesomely as a
adverb,
yeah.
Behin has pulled a bow down, and under the bed he's pulled a quiver of arrows and is notching one, ready to go.
Great.
There is an old man's training coming back into his body, even at near midnight. The four of you lined up together. How are you lined up? Just out of curiosity.
I think Clove is definitely a bit behind because she's A, not really with this plan, and B, like, has a very protective urge to protect the house. So I don't know. Like, there's just something drawing her towards the house as well as with her group.
I think Kana's pretty headstrong, and it's a formality charging into some sort of confrontation, and it's part of her family way to not show fear.
I think it's Kana and Zhang are, like, more probably, at the front.
Yeah. It's like a V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zhang, Kana, and then Clove and Tariq kind of on the wings.
You approach. There they stand. The moon is bright. Tariq, you feel stronger in your water bending capabilities with a full moon behind you.
Yeah.
Can't fight the moonlight.
Clove, the moon is a solid piece of earth. As strange as it is, your time in the water, you feel a kinship to it.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it. Tonight, the earth and dirt under your feet, as well as earth above you in the sky, you feel, strangely, more harmonious. Kana, it's night. There is no sun.
No sun.
Your firebending is not as strong as maybe it could be. Zhang.
Yes.
Weapons are as proficient in the day as they are at night. This means nothing to you. Day or night, you're a soldier of the Earth Kingdom.
If I can see, I can fight.
What do you do?
Did we ever get her name? This person's name?
Did we overhear it or anything like that? No.
I don't think we
did. No, not from memory.
I approached her in the bar, but I never learned her name.
What's your mum's name?
Nanako.
What is it that you want?
She points at Kana.
Not happening.
You misunderstand me. I'm not here to take her. I would never do something so vile.
But you would attack us.
I don't work for your mother anymore. My contract is done.
Then who are you working for?
I work for myself.
I'll say it again. What do you want from us?
I'm here with a bargain. These two, and she points to the two Fire Nation soldiers, have heard about you, Kana Hoshi, and they want to get in on whatever you've got planned.
What do you mean? What, you've brought me lackeys?
She gestures, open hands. Soldiers.
It's not the two dumbasses from the Iron Village, is it?
We are!
Thank you!
It is not. It is not.
We're back!
It is not.
And we got another bucket!
Yeah!
No, it is not the two bucket boys.
Shame. I would have taken them.
Kana, it's your scene.
It is two Fire Nation soldiers.
You said this was a trade, so what are you getting?
I don't particularly like your mother, Kana. The Hoshi clan could have someone stronger as its leader. Word passed quickly about how you dealt with your aunt. I thought it was presumptuous of your mother to try and nip you in the bud to snuff you out, but here you are. A bold flame, standing your own, a free woman, willing to take what she wants. I admire it.
And what is it that you think I want? That could be achieved with two soldiers in tow.
If you don't want them, you don't need them. You can dismiss them. But they want to serve you. Their armor is your family's armor. The Hoshi clan have long equipped the Fire Nation with best armor. I've seen your smithies. I've seen your secrets, or at least heard about them from your mother. How for many years your family perfected the best armor for Fire Nation soldiers. Lightweight, durable. Look, they wear your colors into battle for the Fire Lord.
Those aren't my colors anymore.
You want nothing to do with them. You want nothing to do with what your family has? What it can do? I don't mind. I'm here to offer you solutions. Provocations. I'm here to help you.
Help me? The last time we met, you were trying to put holes in me.
The last time we met, it was the first time I'd met you.
It wasn't a very good first impression now, was it?
He's got the right idea.
What did I say?
I feel like everyone cocks their head.
Everyone's like, looks confused at her.
Look, lady, I don't think it's that we have the wrong idea. It's just that, you know... What exactly do you think is within yourself that makes us want to trust you or even hear what you have to say, given the last time we talked, you tried to stab us in the face and then we kind of sent you packing? Just saying.
That you aren't defending a home now? That I would speak with you?
I don't trust her.
I don't trust her either.
Who are you?
My name is Dayu.
And why won't you show your face?
Very well. She takes off the mask. Beneath the mask is a plain-faced woman. Maybe 22. Brown hair, green-brown eyes. Face looks a slightly stronger jawline than
than others who haven't lived a soldier's life. But other than that, she looks unremarkable. Any thoughts of scarring or anything like that, they're not there. She is a normal woman.
And whose side are you on?
The same side you should be on. My own.
But what are you fighting for?
Me.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense. There's a war going on.
I think Kana will address the soldiers. I will never fight for the Hoshi clan. If I still have breath in me, it will be to burn down everything my family has made. If you want to follow what I've done, then take off that armor.
Kana Hoshi,
says one of the soldiers.
Are you sure?
I've never been sure of anything in my life.
They begin taking off their armor. They throw it at your feet. There are two men standing there in what is now civilian clothing, effectively. Unarmed. Firebenders, but they have no armor.
Kana will turn to her friends.
Look, I'm going to be honest now. I'm a little bit confused.
What do we do? We could use the help.
Kana Hoshi, thank you for being honest with us. But if you renounce your clan, this is where we must part.
Go home to your lands. Fire Nation are never meant to be here. Decades, years of pain and suffering, all because of loyalty to your clan. Each of you made a choice to set foot here. To burn and destroy, you speak of honor and honesty in the middle of a place not your own, that you know nothing about. Leave. If only all of you would leave, none of this would have been necessary. What do you even fight for? Deyu fights for herself. You two fight for clan. We fight for peace. We fight for our homeland. You have no place in it.
The two men, shame caked into their faces, drop their heads and walk away into the night. Their armor, the only last remnant of their loyalty to the Hoshi clan and to the Fire Nation as a whole, all that remains of them.
As for you, what more do you want from us? You should turn your tail too and slink back to wherever it is you came from.
Dayu puts on her mask and says simply, I had hoped that you might seek to learn more.
I have learned something, and that's I will never go back to being Kana Hoshi again. I will never stand where my mother stood, and I will never, never become the woman that she thought I would be. And that is the most valuable lesson that you could have taught me. So thank you. And now leave.
She bows in an Earth Kingdom style and walks away into the night. Ellen.
Yes.
With the statements that you have made and with the choices that you as a player have made, I believe that there is no longer any sense in you pursuing the successor playbook.
I am, yes.
I am pleased.
I
am success.
We did not do this earlier in the story, but I think it's time.
I think it is time to
move away from that playbook and accept another.
You return back to your bed, rest, and tomorrow we will see what type of person Kana truly is.
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Chris has to make sure that he's pronouncing a name correctly.
Mm.
Steve.
It's a tricky one.
Stevie.
Stev.
Stove.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.